Hey guys, before we get started, I just want to give you a heads up that there are some potential spoilers of some scenes that may appear in the Book of Boba Fett that are very exciting, but you are forewarned if you are trying to avoid such things. Also, if you want podcasts like this every weekday, subscribe to the Steel Wars Patreon for just $3 a month, or check out youtube.com/Steel Wars for the video versions of the daily shows. But your support, either way, is greatly appreciated. This is a super fun show. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 25th of Feb, 2021. In my world, it's bright and sunny. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. A perfect time to go back inside and get on the internet and talk some Star Wars with my buddy, Corey Van Dyke. How you doing?
What a sweet intro. What a sweet intro right there. Come on.
I just had to skateboard down to the corner store, the mom and pop supermarket, if you will. Okay. Local business. Skated down, nice and sunny.
Nice.
Hardly anyone around.
Supporting local businesses, I like it. That's how it has to be.
It does. Particularly if you're in Melbourne and you're shopping for sneakers. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Hey, how's California life treating you, bud?
Good, dude. It's a cool adjustment. Obviously, I've lived here before back in, 2017, 2018? I was with you guys. And, being back here is cool. You know, it feels like home, so that's awesome. And Noah is here, and Garrett, and Aubrey, and Claire's coming soon. So I kind of have our unit, you know, right now, which is fun.
And is Ross moving there as well?
He is, yeah.
And is he going to move into your house?
We're figuring that out right now. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to make some show out of this.
Yeah, I can tell you we probably could. I can already tell.
We need like this MTV Star Wars real world series. It would be that'd be something. The drama, the scoops.
Yeah, you know.
Levi Bond says Star Wars Insider Clubhouse.
That's right. We got the KRT fortress. There you go.
And this is very disturbing, Corey. But don't get too alarmed, but we've got an Aubrey D here who says, yeah, Corey's in the other room.
Yeah, that is facts. Yeah.
Coming from inside the house, Corey. Get out of there.
That's right. She's literally right behind this wall.
Do you know about the movie When a Stranger Calls?
No. I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
80s horror film. Early 80s. It's more of a thriller than a horror, I guess. But the premise is this girl is babysitting and this guy starts calling, prank calling, and it gets on and on and on, more disturbing and murderous, if you will.
Okay.
And you know, she's looking out the windows and it all goes on. She's on the phone to cops. And the final, like, a spoiler alert, everyone. Sorry for everyone in the When a Stranger Calls. Well, if you're in the fan base, you're sure you've seen the end of the film. But the cop goes, they trace the call, where the calls have been coming from.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the final 5 minutes of the movie, as I remember it. And the cop's on the phone, and you see the girl, she's on the phone shivering, and you hear the cop over the telephone going, the call's coming from inside the house. Hey, get out. get out. He's been upstairs the whole time.
Yeah. That's like Scream.
Well, Scream played off all those sort of things.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
But do you know what it's also like?
No.
That girl Aubrey in the chat.
That's true. That's too similar.
Hey, so you guys got a new set this week. And so you haven't even mentioned it.
Okay, hold up. Yeah, I something seemed different. Okay. I like
God, the more things change, the more they stay the same in other ways.
No, it looks great. Let's see it. Can you give us a little look?
I'll go big.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, I see the autograph right there, still not framed. All right. Ooh, we got the custom card back. I love your little Toro section. I like your little spotlight on Ahsoka right there. That's real nice right there.
Where's that?
Well, she's on the book, so, you know, something.
Ah, okay, nice, nice. It's got my little Toro section.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the old Phantom Menace Comtech reader up there.
Oh, nice.
The Lady Shaver. These little wind-up toys from their bootleg from Hong Kong. Yeah, my green lightsaber. I'll do another day, a full tour once it's all done. But just over there is my favorite shelf. It's the Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Shame. I have seen this.
It's
you got the Maul up there still?
Yeah, he's in the background. He's he's up there. He's up there with the gang. So we'll go through that. So you announce that you're rexing around now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we been talking about it for a while, so we've merged with Rexing Around, those guys, and we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. So Aubrey is a big Toro fan, I will say.
Don't let the stalker put you off your game.
Right. What was I saying?
See?
Yes, okay, yeah, so
we've got ourselves a new Yoko. That's what we've got.
Oh, no. We'll definitely be doing streams on our channel, I think Monday, Wednesday, Fridays in the studio. So everyone's going to be getting quality content 3 times a week in the studio. And then you can catch us doing other shows on the Rexing Around channel as well. So,
right. And you get a complimentary motorbike out of that or what?
Maybe. Maybe. That might have been the reason we signed.
But yeah, I watched the show yesterday. Super fun.
Thank you, buddy.
I liked the end bit where you said what Star Wars characters each other's were. That was very sweet.
Yes, that was too sweet for my taste. Definitely.
Ah, oh, Corey.
No, not at all. It was great. I loved it. It was fun.
Corey, and yeah. Also,
I like being compared to, who was I?
You had a Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that was nice. Oh, yeah, that's my boy Garrett right there. But who did Noah say it was? Something really insulting. Young Boba Fett.
Well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Noah Outlaw got the highest compliment.
He did, didn't he?
Calican.
Calican. He did get Calican. He did.
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but in an effort to prove that anyone can post credits on IMDb, I made an IMDb account and I tried to submit Jake Cannavale as Toro Calican in every episode of Andor. And I got shot down. They rejected me.
Really? Are you saying that George Lucas isn't going to be writing for Andor?
Hey, if it's on the internet,
it has to be real.
It has to be. It has to be. It makes perfect sense. A character he's so connected with.
Yeah. Levi Bond says, "Dude, you said you were Wrecker, so I take Luke Skywalker." That's true. No, it was amazing. I'll absolutely take it. It's a great one.
Hey, so I've been thinking about some Star Wars today, Corey. Can you hear that helicopter?
I can, very, very much so.
California love. Bum, bum,
bum. But that's how I know I'm here. By the way, it's so bright where you're at right now. It couldn't be darker where I'm at.
You create your own reality, Corey. Especially on the internet.
That's right.
All right. So I've been thinking, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Boba Fett, Book of Boba Fett, currently filming. Did you see that? Tamira Morrison was on...
That show.
A news show in...
Looking very dapper.
In New Zealand. Killing it, doing his weights, pumping up. Going to be filling out that Mando armor. But anyway, I've got a theory about when the show will, when they might flash back to and where they definitely should. The most beneficial time, the safest, the most popularist time that will surprise and tantalize the fandom.
I'll drop a scoop on here when you're done.
Okay. Because here's how I run through these theories, right?
Yeah.
It is my theory that there's definitely a flashback element to this show based on Boba repainting his suit.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when he repainted it, I thought it was really, it stood out to me from a marketing perspective, is like, why would you change it? And then when the new show was announced, it clicked. It's like, it's repainted. So when they show stuff in the current timeline, it's visually, like you can visually tell what era of Boba Fett you're in. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If you're in clean suit, it's like Mando times. And if you're in old suit, you're in flashback times. Now, as far as theorizing that there's going to be flashbacks based on a paint job, how do you rate it so far, Corey?
That's a 10. Absolutely. You're spot on. You're very spot on. Yeah. I will say that you're actually 100% correct. So, yeah, flashbacks are definitely in the there's a particular flashback in there that I think people are really going to be hyped about.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love better than being right.
I know.
And do you know why?
Hmm.
This is why we do it. Or so I hear.
That's right. That's right. Now, what do you think they're going to do in particular? You think there's going to be a scene in there that might be important?
I think there'll be an error.
Yeah.
I think it will be a common occurrence. And if you can scoop me after this, but I'll give you my theory.
Okay.
And then you can tell me what you know. But it is my theory. It will bounce back and forth. And I feel like what Mando has been good at quite often is, especially in the first series, it was more predictable in the second series, but showing us things that we never knew we wanted to see. And then once we see them, we're like, oh, yes.
Yes.
Right, the best. I feel like the flashbacks have to include Jabba's palace based on the story hint in the preview for the Book of Boba Fett, where Boba Fett kills Bib Fortuna with reckless abandon.
Right.
I feel like we have to know what has generated such cold-hearted Bib Fortuna shooting. Although, even if there's no reason, I highly support it. One of the worst characters of all time. He tried to cock block a Jedi. Just out of the way, dude. Me Jabba de Wonga. No. Just out of the way. Luke Skywalker's here. Jedi Knight, friend of Captain Solo. So I feel like it has to be Jabba the Palace. We have to go back to Jabba the Palace.
That's great.
And what like a thrill it would be to see Jabba the Hutt again. Like, what a talking point. What an achievement. And I feel like the era, like, everyone's like, oh, pre-Return of the Jedi, dropping off the carbonite, all that good stuff. I reckon the era in the Star Wars special edition, just the hardcore heyday of Jabba the Hutt in the palace. I can't say that word. So during A New Hope.
Okay. I like that. Well, also, you could definitely explore that scene from A New Hope where he's with Jabba, you know, after Han, and you can explain some of that. I'm sure you've covered this before, but they're doing this comic book series that I guess explores when...
Yeah, well, that's between Empire and Jedi.
Very strange, by the way. Very strange that in there they say that the Empire is going after... Yeah.
Like, hey, Charles Soule, I'm a fan, does great work, enjoyed the book. The whole premise that they let Han go and then go, oh, no, we want him back now.
Yeah, it's whack.
It just doesn't stand. Like, if they wanted him, they weren't getting staunched by Boba Fett.
Well, they could have killed him, yeah.
It's just like, whatevs. And like, otherwise, they've just got money. Like, they just say, okay, well, here's what you would have given Jabba. Ta-da! Like, Vader's not sweating this.
No, not at all.
He's PayPaling all over the galaxy, buddy. Yeah. Don't worry about that. And then the other thing is that he gets the carbonite stolen off him and he has to get it back. Hey, but if they do it right.
We'll see, I guess.
What do you know, Corey? What can you validate in my wild dreams?
Well, so one bit of scoops I don't drop is ever like story details per se. So I'm going to kind of talk around it. You'll know what I mean. I would say that if you wanted to see what happened to Boba when he went through a certain event, when he was hit by a certain original trilogy character and fell down maybe a pit, and you want to see how he got out of that, I would say that you're definitely going to get that scene in the show. And that it was already shot. So, yeah, that's about all I can give there. But if you wanted to know how gruesome that is and what happens there, you will find out for sure. So, there you go. Scoop dropped.
Let's talk about this then.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. I've got to talk about something else later on. But for now, this is the biggest question. Are you saying that perhaps we will see Boba Fett go into the pit and perhaps a camera angle might go out of the pit? And we might see the greatest scene ever in film history from a different angle. Back to the Future 2 style?
I would definitely say that tracks for sure. So we'll see. There you go. Just for the show.
Hey, this is why we do it.
That's right. I would also say you never know what smugglers could show up and the series. So,
oof, Snoover, Dash Rendar.
Right. Who knows?
Interesting.
Who knows? Remember when they made that Solo movie? It was an interesting one.
I do remember.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna drop event. I got this little Lego Millennium Falcon at the world premiere.
Ooh, that's nice right there. I wasn't there. All right.
They had a Lego table set up. And so you'd go around and you'd build it. And Woody Harrelson was there. It was quite a do.
Hey, what if? Think about this for a second. Because I just thought about this. What if Boba needs help on a mission before The Mandalorian and pre-Bounty Hunter Gil Toro Calican shows up to help.
Hey, you're baiting me, and I appreciate that, but then that doesn't fit in with my headcanon of what Boba Fett was doing pre-The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm like, he was just chilling in the desert from Carcoon to episode 9, chapter 9 of The Mandalorian. I'm throwing out an episode there. Hey, and I'm all for the return of Toro Calican. Don't get me wrong about that. But, you know.
Hey, you know,
A question I wanted to ask about this little great pit of Carcoon.
Yeah.
You know that sand is from the Great Pit of Carcoon.
Yes, I do. I do. So you're kind of willing it right now.
I'm willing a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I'm currently willing the algorithm.
Ah! Aren't we all, buddy? Aren't we all? Oh, I didn't like that.
Oh, content hurts, man. Content hurts.
Yeah.
Would you suspect there'd be more than one flashback time period?
Yeah.
Bang! Saunders theory coming through. Special edition. Rockin' Rontos.
I would even say if you're a fan of the Clone Wars, the show's going
to
do
Do you know what I'm going to – how's this for a big prediction, right? They'll go back to Jabba's palace and it'll be just the original Max Rebo band because in the timeline, it's before the other people join the band.
Oh, that would be funny if they did that. I would love that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey. Please, please let me be editing this into a clip in a year's time for my little victory lap.
You've never been more spot on about things tonight, I will say, than you are right now. So you've hit some things I've heard about for sure. So we'll come back to this in a year.
Hey, if you're in the future, if you're in the year in the future, like and subscribe. Come on.
Algorithm. Come
on. I called it.
Yeah.
Called it.
It's exclusively here. Can't get this anywhere else. So.
Hey. Tell us about Ezra.
Yeah. So we ran this last week. This has been something we had been hearing since December that Mina Massoud, who plays Aladdin in Aladdin, had been talking to Lucasfilm for a while. And that he was the front runner choice for Ezra. Now, from what we've heard, there are other actors that were also considered for the role of Ezra, but he was always number one and still is number one. And they have a verbal agreement that he'll be playing Ezra. So,
is one of them Tom Holland?
Always. Tom Holland's in the lead for everything.
Excellent. Great.
Yeah. But so, you know, he's definitely. Nothing's been signed, but this is usually how it goes. Once they have a front runner, you know, and then the running, that's usually who they settle on. So unless something comes out in the next few months, it should be fine. And so he'll be playing Ezra in the Ahsoka series. I could drop something right now, but I need to hold that back. But, you know, they're... May or may not be.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. I know you're tempted. Let's get you over the edge. Here we go. Right. You can't resist. the ticker down the bottom. If you are just listening to the podcast, Corey cannot. This is like an ant to honey, if that's a metaphor, is when I put the scoops header down the bottom, Corey's eyes light up. It's like a truth serum.
Yeah, you definitely caught me in rare form right now, I will say. I would say that if you like Thrawn and you like Ezra and you want a show, that might happen. So, you know. Let's see. We'll see.
So are you saying an additional show to Ahsoka?
Yeah.
God, it's...
A lot of shows coming up, buddy.
31 flavors. Hey, do you think they'll ever... will they make that Rangers of the New Republic with, like, and just change what it's about? Or you think it's like, hey, we've got our Thrawn and Ezra show now?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with that, because that was 100% the Cara Dune Bo-Katan series. So I would say that that's, I mean, either they rewrite it or they just scrap it. I would assume they're just going to scrap it at this point. Because they were clearly setting that up in Mando 2. So. Yeah, I mean, who knows at this point. But that was the Cara Dune show. That's why they didn't announce any, like, actors or anything attached to it.
Because... Well, we're going to give a shout-out. Sal Perales in the chat.
Oh, it's my guy right there. It's my guy.
Well, I talked about it after the presentation, how weird it was. It was like, yeah. And we've also got, you know, Rangers of the New Republic.
Yeah.
All right, Alan Horn, where you at? Come on. All
right.
So, will, like, are you hearing that Ezra will appear first in the Ahsoka show?
Yeah.
And how much Ahsoka-ing, like, I like, in my head, he'd be like at the end of the season, like, he'd be sort of like a MacGuffin, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely, it's the search for Ezra. So, you know, we probably wouldn't get to him to, like, I wouldn't think the second or last episode, you know, second to last or the very last one. Depends on how much they want to draw it out that season, I guess. Mm. Also, Sabine's being cast right now as well, because she's going to be a main character with Ahsoka. So that's currently what's going on. I don't have any leads as to who it might be currently, but I know those talks are happening. So Sabine would be the big casting announcement next. So,
hey, do you think there's a chance? I'm going to go out with another prediction here. I'm just throwing them all out. That this Ahsoka show begins at the end of the Jedi episode of The Mandalorian, and it shows her journey directly after that, and maybe you get a like as a touch point to the wider audience.
Probably. Not. I don't think it'll pick up right there. I think it might actually pick up a little bit before those events.
And really? Okay.
Well, I guess it depends on how they want to show things in live action versus animation. I don't know.
So. Alrighty. This is tantalizing, Corey. Let's yeah. I sizzled this in the thumbnail, and we've got some people politely asking for it in the chat, which I appreciate. What is Mike Hinton? Oh my gosh! She's inside the feed. Hello. What's been going on?
Nothing much. I've been doing work. I was relaxing, and then Corey told me to come here, so I'm here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has some scoops that he just dropped that he didn't tell me.
What? Really?
I'm shocked.
Like what? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how hot scoops they are.
I don't believe that's accurate.
It's definitely accurate.
Nope. All right, I've got a scoop.
Do you?
Yeah, Trouble on Love Island. Is arguing over scoops. What a little Star Wars couple. You didn't tell me the scoop.
No, I've told you all of them. Which ones haven't I told you?
You just treat me like someone in the chat.
Exactly. You didn't tell me about the flashbacks.
I did. I said they were going to do the Sarlacc pit scene.
Mm-hmm. And wait, what's the one that you stopped yourself from saying?
Well, we're on air.
I tried, Steele. I tried.
I was so impressed. I'm like, Aubrey's going to come in, just ball gullet it up, and I'm the scooper. Just for the next 3 weeks, Corey. I'm the scooper.
Don't worry. I know some people in the community don't like that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Can't like everything.
Can't like everything.
Can't like everything. Hey, so for the layman, right, Bad Batch cartoon coming out May the 4th, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything like what's it? What's a tangible thing that it's about? What's a goal?
Oh, you're gonna get a lot out of me tonight then. So the Bad Batch show is about
Corey.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's basically about the clones phasing out and the realization that that's what's occurring. And there is a squad of clones that hunts down, you know, Jedi, obviously, and then other.
You never know who we'll see.
Yeah, other deserter clones and whatnot. And you will be seeing characters like Rex and Ahsoka at some point. But right now they're going to focus on the main characters. And then eventually we're going to meet up with the gang. So,
so help me out.
Yeah.
So it's after Order 66, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Bad Batch, they don't have the chips?
I don't know. I do think they do. Yeah, I think everyone except for Echo has them. That's what I'm assuming. I don't know.
So are the Bad Batch good guys or bad guys?
They're going to be bad for the first few episodes, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see that. I think they'll phase out of it. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that, but... Yeah, I think at first they're pretty bad. And I actually think just to begin with, they're bad in the Clone Wars series. We just didn't see any of those missions. I'm pretty sure they're strictly from Palpatine himself. There's a line in the Bad Batch arc where I think it's Rex or Anakin that asks who they report to, and they said they don't know. So that always led me to believe that Palpatine has sort of always had strings on them.
Somehow.
Yeah, but in terms of like story beats, I don't know. I just know about some characters and whatnot. So,
you know, one really big story beat.
Do I? What was that? Oh yeah, well, can't talk about that one. No.
That's very exciting. I remember.
We have to work on your Jedi mind trick. you're not even getting past Bib Fortuna at this point. All right.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. It's something that I didn't expect to be at all addressed in the Bad Batch. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I created the show.
Yeah, Corey's secretly Dave Filoni.
That's right.
I do have to say, saying that cryptic thing and then saying, and that's all I'm going to say about that, Aubrey, that is peak Corey. That is peak Corey, get out of the house. Go talk to someone else.
She does have a scoop.
I do get scoops of my own occasionally. Yeah. I'll tell my scoop. So I think I kind of mentioned on Twitter, but not many people saw it because no one saw it. Like maybe three people liked it. But apparently internally with Lucasfilm, it's always been said that the characters in Rebels are POC coded. So they're all going to be people of color, and that's going to go through to live action as well. So anyone that they're looking for Sabine or Kanan or Hera or Ezra will be people of color, and that's like confirmed.
Are they going to do that for the voice acting as well?
I don't know. I know that's really controversial right now. We'll see. You might know that.
God, Corey's going to explode. Corey's going to explode.
There's like 3 to 4 major things that we're working on right now. That's all.
Okay. Love it. God, well, good sizzle. This is like it's a pretty hot, sizzly, scoopy.
I'm going to get in trouble by my teammates after this. I don't know.
Dude, this is not when I was out having my lovely skateboard down to the bodega, I didn't expect to come back to such... groundbreaking news here, Corey. I tell you what, the Bad Batch, it's not like I'm looking forward to the activity, the fan activity and chatting and doing the reactions and staying up late, but I'm not I'm not that excited about the actual show except that it's Star Wars, but I'm holding out that like once it starts, they'll say, oh, this is what you should be excited about, because I was sort of the same way with The Mandalorian. And then I saw Grogu and I was like, the Force. Yes, that's what I want. But there was a concept in the trailer that you guys were talking about on Kessel Run Transmissions the other day, mm-hmm. where the crowd was cheering the clones.
Yeah.
Because they had liberated the galaxy of the evil Jedi.
Right.
And just that concept and seeing that depicted, I was like, that's fascinating.
Well, I will say, and this is what, because I'll be honest, like when we initially heard that the Bad Batch show was in production, I was like, interesting. But what's exciting about it is it shows you the aftermath of what it's like for the galaxy after Revenge of the Sith. And it's still very like, this is the greatest thing ever. The war's done, all of that. And then you're going to gradually see how that changes through the series. And then seeing the clones have the realization that they were just used the whole time, I think is really cool too. It's a really cool concept. I could do that.
You know, see, you haven't told me that either.
Okay. So Braxton's is saying spill the vision scoops. And again, domestic bliss is ruptured. Well done, Braxton. Oh no, they're paused. No.
Oh.
Hi. Yeah. Am I back? Are you who went? Me or you?
That was us.
Oh, thank God. I was like, please be them. I'm sick of it being me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but Bad Batch is really going to be I mean, for me as a Clone Wars fan, obviously, I am super hyped to see the clones post-Clone Wars. It's not a story I thought we'd ever get. So the fact that there's a whole series about it is super exciting to me. And the fact that we get to see a clone like Echo go into this era and is still alive and all of that, so we won't know anything about. Sorry, I was reading something in the chat, and my brain went somewhere else. We obviously will know more on May 4th, which will be cool. And there's two episodes the first week. That's Yay. Exciting.
Bang.
I wasn't super excited about Bad Batch, like even as a concept with Clone Wars. Like I was at that celebration panel. I wasn't excited until Corey told me that big scoop that we're teasing. Yeah, and that's when I was like, oh, okay, now I'm invested.
There's so. The only thing I'll say about it is that it connects to the Mandalorian in a big way, and that's that. So, yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I wish. I really wish. I really wish it was Toro. I'm sorry, Steel.
Oh, thank you. Plus, I wouldn't want to spoil it for anyone either. It's such a big thing that like I don't ever want to spoil story beats and whatnot. So, yeah.
We can tell you after stream.
Yeah.
But do you know what everyone in the chat saying?
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you know what Corey's saying?
Okay.
What's a vibe check?
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
Yeah. Do you know what Aubrey's saying?
Honestly, yes. I'm a big Ben Solo fan. Yes. Ben Solo and Toro.
Do you know what Steele's saying? All right. Clearly, this has gone on
long enough.
So, Corey, let the good people of the internet where they can track you down. The best end of show plugs in the game, the scooper himself, Corey Van Dyke.
Yeah, you can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as at KR Transmissions on Twitter, at Kessel Run Transmissions on Instagram. Make sure to subscribe to us at Kessel Run Transmissions on YouTube. Like, subscribe, and comment over there. Let us know what you think of our new set and everything going on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Try follow that, Aubrey. Go on.
You can find me at Satellite Tides on Instagram and Twitter, where I talk about Star Wars and other geeky shenanigans.
Hey, the use of shenanigans? Not too bad. Hey, help out that algorithm. It's a fantastic thing. It should be honored. It must be honored. But I will see everyone. I actually will do a stream tomorrow because my day got mixed, my week got mixed around because of things. So, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Like the algorithm, go watch Corey's new show. It's super fun.
And, yeah, I won't be there tomorrow, but I will plug that we have somebody filling in for me in the set, and that's none other than Araj from the Sith List. So, and Araj, yeah.
My gosh,
yeah.
All right, well, all the scooping was here. Don't even bother. Don't even waste your time, your bites, your pixels.
You never know. We might have a few things here and there throughout the next few weeks.
Let's do this.
All right, may that force be with you. Scoops!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.